This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum everyone. Welcome to another beautiful Jumu'ah. Alhamdulillah, we are here again. Oh, look at that bright sunlight. Oh, beautiful day out here in West Yorkshire. A bit too much sunlight, I'd say. And I'm so happy to have you guys joining me today. As you know, I have a special guest with me today, inshallah. And inshallah, she's be coming on very soon. If you've been paying attention to my page, then you know who the special guest is. But I will wait for her to come on before I do my introductions, inshallah. You're having a fantastic week. Well, you had a fantastic week, and that you are all ready, inshallah, for this Jumu'ah and for this weekend. Assalamu alaikum, sis.
Wa alaikum salam, Naima. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, my love. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, I'm good. I'm good. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, good evening to you. And
yes,
according to me, mashallah. How has your week been, my love?
Alhamdulillah, it's been good. I've had a really productive week.
Yes.
And to end off the week with having live with you, that's awesome. Alhamdulillah. Exciting things for 2021, inshallah. So yeah, it's been good. How about you, Naima? Like, how's your week been?
You know what? It's been a good week, I have to say. Alhamdulillah. It's been a good week. You know, subhanAllah, sis. So many people are like struggling at the moment with so many things going on, you know, this pandemic, the lockdowns, and just the stresses of life, right? So I'm always grateful when we can have like a good day or a good week, and we can, you know, have a chance to communicate and connect with, you know, other sisters who lift up our spirits. And you always lift up my spirit. I love you so much, mashallah.
Oh, I love you too. Wallahi ta'ala. Oh.
So inshallah, I mean, I know that probably everybody on this call already knows who you are. We are already at 188 people, mashallah. So for those few on the call who don't know who you are, give us just the potted history of Miss Nina. Just a quick, like, two-line intro, inshallah.
Okay, two-liner intro? That's hard.
We're gonna dig deep, inshallah, but just...
Well, for those of you who don't know me, inshallah, bismillah, my name is Shazreena Azman, but I go by the name of Miss Nina, also known as Miss Nina. I'm from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, and I'm a former artist from Malaysia. And in a nutshell, alhamdulillah, I did my hijrah, my spiritual hijrah in 2013. And alhamdulillah, I'm still here today doing da'wah and learning more about the deen. And yeah, alhamdulillah, I've got a couple of projects out, Call Be App and Docs TV. And yeah, that's pretty much it in a nutshell, I think.
Yeah, that's good enough. We can start there.
Sorry, that's not even two lines. That was like maybe 10 lines.
That's good enough. Now, subhanAllah, I think obviously you and I, we've met in person. We've had a chance to do work together. And, you know, guys, you know how she seems so sweet? Like, you see her on videos and that kind of thing. She really is, mashallah. She's just a light. And it's been wonderful to meet you as well, you know, as a client. But when we met, I didn't know the Ms. Nina hip hop. You know, I wasn't on the scene. I wasn't in Malaysia like that. So I didn't know, right? And so I had to go and sort of, you know, when we started working together on the story and this book, I had to kind of go and do some research. And like, you were really a hip hop.
I was a hip hop head. I was a hip hop head. I was like, if you were not into hip hop, then you're not down. I'm sorry. You know, that was, I was so into it. And it was my life. I lived, I breathed it. I worked in the industry with it. For many, many years. I mean, I started listening to hip hop when I was like 8 years old. I mean, yep. Imagine an 8 year old girl listening to like Beastie Boys and Run DMC, and it's like, hey, you know.
And also, it's also like really interesting to me to you're a girl from Malaysia in Malaysia, listening to this music. This is very urban sound from the United States, from the Bronx, and you know, from LA, etc. What do you think it was that drew you to that, especially at such a young age?
It was the music, it was the sound, it was the beat, because I loved moving, I loved dancing, and I you know, my brothers and sisters, you know, my older brothers and sisters, they all studied in the States. So back in the day, we didn't have internet like this, and we didn't have the smartphone. Everything is so easy right now. Back then, it's like, okay, what did my brother bring back? A cassette tape, he brought a record back, and then I'd listen to it, and then I'd just get into it. And I think, my family's always been into music. We've always like played music by the pool side, and we'll be like, having fun, and it's just alhamdulillah, Yeah, I got into it in a very, very early age.
And I think the other thing that was like surprising to me is like you were like a legit celebrity. People say, oh, I used to do this. I mean, I also used to sing back in the day. I used to sing in a band and all this kind of thing. But
Oh, Naima, you didn't tell me this. No wonder every time me and Naima get together, she's like, Nina, come on, let's jam. Nina, let's jam. I'm like, okay.
Do you remember the time that we were in the car
Yes.
in Malaysia, we were going to do that Queen of the Dean interview, and I started to
Yes.
just ice ice baby vanilla.
Naima can drop some really good beatboxes, okay? If y'all don't know something about Naima that you didn't know, she can beatbox real good. Inshallah.
Collaborate and listen. Okay, anyway, that's
Yes.
all I'm looking for now. Subhanallah. So we've got this high life. I know because I've read, the first draft of your memoir, I know that it was a high life, but it was also a low life, and there was a lot going on. Maybe things that people don't know that you're only really going to share with them when the book comes out. How difficult was it for you to kind of make the decision to be to be, I guess, transparent about your journey? And that's like a real question because we know, like in the Muslim world, we have standards, and it can be difficult to admit that, you did things other than what people expect. So, like on a real tip, how difficult was it for you to make that decision to say, you know what, I'm going to be transparent and tell my story?
It took me a while, especially, there, maybe some of you have already heard my story before, but there are certain parts of my life that I don't really share. I've never shared with anybody. And I thought that a book would be the best way to do it because we have time to really think about the words that we want to put out rather than just, a quick interview. And then what if I say the wrong thing? And it took me a while, and even when I was writing those parts of my life which I try to forget, it brought me to some really vulnerable, like a really vulnerable space. Like I was taken back, and I had to remind myself that, you know what, alhamdulillah, I'm still here today, and the reason why I'm going back is only because I want to take a lesson from it, and that's it. And I think what really drove me forward in actually, having the confidence to say, yes, I'm going to do this is because of that. It's because, Allah put me through certain things. And alhamdulillah, I survived it. And I feel like these stories could help somebody else. It could really help somebody else who's going through the same thing, maybe a different generation, but it's the same struggle. So I was like, okay, I think I got to do this. And inshallah, my parents are going to be okay with it as well, but yeah, it should be good, inshallah. Get the blessings from my parents, from my husband, and inshallah, okay.
Alhamdulillah. No, it's a privilege really for us to be able to kind of be working with you to kind of bring the story out. Just as you mentioned about, going through those struggles in a new generation, and obviously compared to when you were in your sort of MTV heyday and you were on the stage and doing all of that, compared to then, the celebrity world is so much bigger now, don't you feel? Like the whole
Oh yeah.
high followers and trending and hashtags and all of that, that wasn't around so much when you were on the scene. Do you think that we glamorize celebrity in as young Muslims or as Muslims? Do you think that we glamorize?
Sorry, Naima, you're breaking up. Uh-oh. Okay. Yeah, I think we do glamorize,
Trying to
especially
get
now with
them
social
off.
media.
And inshallah, she's there. Did you get my question, sis? Did you hear what I said?
I did.
Oopsie. The
Can you hear
connection
me
is a
though?
bit slow, I think.
Uh-oh.
So, guys, just while
It
we're
could be
waiting
my
for Miss Nina
connection.
to come back, why don't you tell me in the comments, as people in general, and even Muslims, do you think that we
can hear me. I'm going to let Ms. Nina pop out and come back in again, inshallah.